Meanwhile, over the next year, there were countless visits and interviews at the police station and her home. The police appeared to be making no progress in tracking Zach's whereabouts. As the days passed, Leslie's frustration mounted and she felt a sense of alarm. Eventually, she decided to take the initiative in continuing the search and she began to use well-established child find agencies. At times, boosted by hopes, she appeared to be on the right trail with a sense of disgust, but her hopes were dashed at the final moment. These obstacles only made her more determined not to quit or abandon hope. After Zach's picture was circulated nationwide, telephone calls followed from strangers reporting sightings of a Zach lookalike. Month by month, her plan evolved into a campaign equal to a full-scale battle plan. She paid an exceedingly high fee for specialized help, such as the services of an attorney. Leslie became determined to target every major city where Jeff normally contracted business. As the months slipped by, Leslie's exhaustion became noticeable in her eyes. Her cheeks became hollow pits. Most days she felt as though she did not have an ounce of energy left because proof of Zach's existence seemed impossible to find. Another year passed and her hopes dimmed. Unexpectedly, late in August, a promising lead brought her to Los Angeles.